Here to talk about the chances for small business success is Michelle Singletary. She's our regular personal finance contributor. Hi, Michelle.
Hi.
So it would seem that this might not be the best time to start a new business.
It would seem that way, but when you look at what's happening, big companies are downsizing and they're laying off talented people. Other companies are offering buyouts, and oftentimes the people who take those buyouts are people who've got the experience to start a small business. So in a recession, chances are there are going to be lots of people who are going to finally go out there and start the small business that they've always been dreaming of, and that's a good thing.
And if they decide to do that, what should they be looking out for?
Well, you know, the thing is, you want to be sure, A, that you've got enough capital. And then oftentimes people overestimate what they can earn in the small business to begin with. But the opportunities are there. In fact, you know, the National Federation of Independent Business says that about 53% of new small businesses begin right in people's homes with less than $10,000.
Less than $10,000. And I assume people borrow a lot of that startup money. And I assume a lot of people borrow against their house, which I'm also assuming you're not in favor of.
They most certainly do. Now, I know a lot of small business owners have done that and done it successfully, and just as many have done it and failed. And actually, at this time, many small business owners are going to find it very tough to use the equity in their home to start their small business. The Federal Reserve recently reported that about 30% of all banks have tightened the loan standards or terms for small business. And a lot of people are going to find that they can't refinance or pull money out of their homes because they're upside down, meaning that they owe more on the house than it's worth. So you're going to actually probably have to dip into some savings or find some cash to start your small business. And I think that's the smart thing to do. I think you shouldn't jeopardize your primary residence to start your small business.
Well, how risky is it to start a small business?
You know, it's very risky. Many, many small businesses fail within the first 5 years. And I recommend people, if there's something that you're passionate about that you want to start, try this on the side. Try it on weekends. Try it after hours to see if you can generate enough income to live off of. I can't tell you how many people I run into who are so excited about a small business opportunity. They quit their job or they reduce their hours and they can't make enough money to support their household. And the business fails, and then they end up with all this personal debt as well.
Thanks, Michelle.
You're welcome.
Michelle Singletary, a regular expert on personal finance, and she writes the nationally syndicated column, The Color of Money. To hear more from Michelle, you can get her NPR podcast. Go online at npr.org/colorofmoney. And if you have a financial question for Michelle, you can write to us. Just go to our website, npr.org. Click on the Contact Us link. That's at the top of every page. And be sure to put Michelle in your subject line.